You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Pliny the Younger encountered Christians for the first time while in Asia Minor. Puzzled by their behaviour, he writes to the Emperor Trajan and expresses his doubts concerning their practices, as well as seek advice as to how to consider them. Our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, helps us better understand. But why don't you enjoy my conversation with him?
What did someone like Pliny the Younger write about?
Everything he writes about, his friends, about the death of someone, and about this senator, about this event. About...
What was he interested in, though? Because, I mean...
Well, actually, he's
I mean, we know that Pliny the...
He was a lawyer. He gave a famous panegyric for Trajan, the emperor.
He was a friend of Trajan's.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, very much so. In fact, Trajan made him the governor out there in the east. In Asia Minor, and that's where he wrote the famous letter to Trajan about the Christians. That's extremely important. So he was a literary figure.
Some of the things he wrote about Christianity are quite shocking. He denounced some Christians. He interrogated them, no?
Yes, and he says, Fatentes duciusi, those who confessed, he said, I had them
executed.
No, no, duci, taken away or put in prison, taken away. Well, that's what he writes to Trajan, and he says, well, is this right or not? How should I treat these Christians? Of course, Trajan writes back, mortal letter of tolerance, and he says, don't go looking for Christians. If they do something bad, okay. No,
But that's not what he did, though, because I read here that he said...
In one text, he says...
Accordingly, I judge it all the more necessary to find out what the truth was by torturing two female slaves who were called deaconesses.
Yeah. But they considered a secret club or a secret society. And the Romans didn't understand this, you know.
Sort of masonry, how would you...
Well, yeah, you know, that's what they call the muratores. Freemasons.
So how would you say that? Accordingly, I judge all the more necessary to find out what the truth was by torturing.
Tanto magis necesse duxi veritatem cognoscere.
By torturing two female slaves who were called deaconesses.
Inquirendo vel, torquendo mod, and what do they use? What word? I remember the letter. I could find the letter in a second. Duabus feminis. Administris, he says ministers, administris feminis interrogandis.
But I discovered nothing else but depraved, excessive superstition.
Yeah, superstitionem maledicam or maledictam in veni. Damnabile maledictum, he didn't understand. Romans didn't understand this, and that's why he says later on, he says they come together and they eat some simple food and they sing a song to a person they call God. And the Romans didn't understand what the Christians were doing at all. And they swear they're not going to do this. They're like the Ten Commandments. They're going to be good and they're going to be that. And so he said, well, what am I supposed to do with these people? Even Pliny didn't think it was that bad. And it wasn't. And Trajan wrote back and said, leave them alone.
Let them do their own thing.
Yes, if they do something against the law. Of course, this whole emperor worship business, that's kind of another myth.
In what sense?
There was really Pliny didn't want to be emperor adored like God. I mean, Trajan didn't. Pliny said, I had them offer incense to your image or pray for the emperor.
And Trajan didn't approve.
Well, I mean, he didn't know. There was really no law about adoring the emperor as God.
Can you say that to me?
This kind of
non erat lex,
ut imperator Deus adoraretur. No, non erat lex, ut honoraretur, vel adoraretur, vel coloretur imperator, tamquam Deus. There was no law. There's a whole discussion about that whole thing, even the persecution of the Christians. A whole discussion. It hasn't been solved yet. Why the Christians were persecuted. They say, because they refused to accept the emperor. In the provinces, North Africa, Asia Minor, here in Rome, not so much.
Do you think it was because of fear of the unknown or something?
And they consider these people as kind of spooky, as they say, secret society or subversive, or you'd call them like, you know, clandestine terrorists today. Clandestini terrores. Ergo suspica bantur de Christianis.
And warm thanks there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who was for many years and under many popes papal Latinist and is now teaching Latin in the United States. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.